Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, August 26th. I'm Megan Lynch. The city trying to clear paperwork out of the way for tornado victims trying to rebuild.
It looks like the mayor is looking toward deregulation as the latest front in helping tornado victims rebuild, especially in parts of North St. Louis after that May 16th tornado. The latest executive order from the mayor removes barriers that she says could slow down the process. It gives staff a little bit more flexibility to approve permits when it comes to things like local historic districts. They've got to look at roofing materials, windows, typically that sort of thing. Now, the mayor says more generally, the city does need zoning reform, but this will help in the specific instances of tornado victims. We expect to hear more when she holds a news conference later today. Also today is the deadline for victims of the tornado to apply for individual assistance from FEMA, August 26. It is today. Got to get that in. Two locations still open, the Urban League on Natural Bridge and the Union Tabernacle Church on Newstead.
When the smoke cleared after yesterday's explosion in North St. Louis County, at least five homes were turned to rubble. One of them exploded on Evanair Drive in Old Jamestown near the border of Blackjack and Florissant. St. Louis County Police say five people were injured, including an 18-year-old sent to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. This witness was in bed when all of a sudden she heard the house behind her apartment blow up.
Tried to walk down the hallway and notice glass and stuff is all in the house and notice all my windows are blown out. And from there, I'm almost like, don't really realize a lot. I just ran and put some shoes on because glass was everywhere and grabbed me a robe.
Following the explosion, the American Red Cross has opened a shelter located at St. Angela Merici on North Highway 67 in Florissant. Those affected by the blast are encouraged to go to the shelter for water, meals, snacks, resources, and a safe place to stay overnight. A local brewery is unsure about the future of canning beer because of tariffs. Maine and Mill Brewing Company Infestus has been canning for 5 years, and about half of that time, a few of their beers have been for sale in grab-and-go coolers inside grocery stores and gas stations.
With U.S. tariffs on imported aluminum and the cost of supplies going up, owner Denny Foster is not sure how to keep the price down to be competitive.
Margins at a brewery, you know, were not great off canning whenever you're wholesaling it to distributors. Was doable, but not great.
Foster says canning costs at Maine and Mill went way up during COVID.
Aluminum costs went up. There were tariffs put on it shortly after that. Same thing with malt. Malt has gone up. Hops have gone up. Just like more than normal.
In his experience, Foster says when prices go up because of tariffs, they don't come back down, which could be problematic to keep his canned beer in stores.
You know, leaning into what we're kind of expecting this year, it's going to be an extremely tight market, which might affect brewery pricing, beers, everything else, all the way down the line in the next handful of months. We're just waiting to see what that looks like.
For now, you can still pick up a six-pack of Maine & Mill's all-terrain beer for about $10. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Another sign of a warming relationship between the Vatican and former St. Louis Archbishop Cardinal Raymond Burke. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
On Friday, Cardinal Burke was warmly received in a private audience with Pope Leo at the Vatican. Although no details of the conversation have been made public, the meeting is widely regarded as highly significant by traditionalists in the church. Cardinal Burke has long been one of the strongest defenders of the Latin Mass. This meeting follows a congratulatory letter from the new pope to Cardinal Burke a couple months ago, an observation of his 50th anniversary as a priest. Cardinal Burke had been at odds with Pope Francis during his papacy over that pontiff's more liberal positions. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
We continue to have some major delays this morning as you try to get into work. We'll get an update from Roger Brandy in 3 minutes.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.